Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
Mobile sports betting is finally legal in the state of Ohio, and BetQL is here to help you make the most informed bets possible. See all of today's winners by heading to BetQL.com or by downloading the BetQL app and claim your free three-day trial today. Head to BetQL.com/news/923TheFan for exclusive sportsbook offers. It's always game day in Cleveland. I'm Daryl Ryder. Andy Baskin has this pod off. He'll be back for our next drop Thursday morning. DeAndre Hopkins is officially a free agent after being released by the Arizona Cardinals last week. He hired Clutch Sports to represent him on Tuesday. Now, Hopkins is tied on the rumor mill to the Cleveland Browns for one reason and one reason alone, and his name is, drumroll please, Deshaun Watson. Watson was not shy about speaking about recruiting Hopkins to reunite with him here in Cleveland at the golf outing.
Well, me and D-Hop, we just naturally talk. We've been talking since, you know, the Houston days, and then also whenever he left for Arizona, we were always talking. So, you know, he's always been a brother of mine since I was coming out of high school. Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know there's a lot of things swirling around in the media of, you know, him possibly coming to Cleveland. And, you know, for me, my answer to that is, of course, we would love to have him. He knows that. We had a lot of connections, but, you know, that's kind of out of my range of things of kind of coordinating things. So all I can do is, you know, make a call and see what happens. Let AB do the rest.
Hopkins has made it known he'll only consider a select group of teams that have a quality quarterback, strong defense, chance to compete for a Super Bowl, and most importantly, organizational stability. Now, believe it or not, your Cleveland Browns check all those boxes. Watson, check. Chance to compete for a Super Bowl looking at this roster? Yeah, sure, I'd probably agree with that if things go their way and the talent level on this team plays up to its potential. They've got a pretty good defense on paper. Of course, Jim Schwartz will probably, I expect at least, to really whip that unit into shape following their struggles a year ago. And then stability, well, this is year four for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. So the tumultuousness that has engulfed the Browns over the years, well, that seems to have dissipated a little bit. So some good news there.
I'll just say this. D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins would love to be in a place where the opportunity is there for us to win. And like you said, we check all those boxes. And I think, you know, for us to know and make sure we check all those boxes on the national stage, we got to go out there and prove it. And I think D-Hop would love to be a part of that and proving people wrong.
It's been quite the overhaul this offseason in the receiver room. The Browns, of course, traded their top draft pick for Elijah Moore. They signed Marquise Goodwin as a free agent. They drafted Cedric Tillman. Let's not forget that the Browns also have last year's third rounder, David Bell. Donovan Peoples-Jones, who really emerged last year as a dependable, can catch in traffic with contact type of receiver. Jakeem Grant is coming back from his injury as well. There's Anthony Schwartz and a host of other young receivers that are fighting for roster spots. So, oh yeah, let's not forget, Amari Cooper is on this team, and he's making $20 million a year. What does head coach Kevin Stefanski think of all this Hopkins talk?
I really, really like our wide receiver room. I love the guys that are in there. Andrew and his crew are always looking at every avenue and that type of thing. So I won't comment specifically on the player other than to say I really like our roster.
Now, let's be honest about it. You know, getting Hopkins would be awesome for the Browns. I know fans, if it happens, will just go absolutely nuts and start booking their trips to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl in February. Look, Watson and Hopkins combined for over 3,400 yards, 25 touchdowns in 38 games with the Texans. Hopkins was a three-time Pro Bowler with Watson at the helm, as well as first-team All-Pro.
You know, he just make the throws a lot easier. His range, catch radius is super. It's probably the best in the league. And I mean, just the things he do, he just made my job a lot easier. So, you know, I just put the ball in his direction. He made the plays.
So, like, a reunion here in Cleveland sounds exciting and like it would certainly be a match made in heaven. Now, this is where I throw a cold bucket of water on the whole prospect. The Browns' payroll is approaching $300 million. Now, to be fair, money is no object when it comes to the Haslam's willingness to spend in order to win. Salary cap room. Well, as it stands right now, might not have enough. It's just over $6 million, but not going to be an issue. Because remember, June 1st, John Johnson III and Jadeveon Clowney come off the books because they were cut with June 1 designation. So the Browns are going to open up nearly $18 million of salary cap space in total. They will have, I should say, $18 million in salary cap space when that happens. I doubt that Hopkins lands in Cleveland for a variety of reasons, most notably the assets that Andrew Berry has already invested in receiver. And by assets, I mean cash, I mean draft picks, I mean in trades. It's crowded, right? So there's always a chance. You never say never. Berry can always make room on the roster by making a trade or two. That's certainly possible. So, like, I'm not completely dismissing it. And I don't think the relationship between Hopkins and Watson can be underestimated or discounted. I just don't think that the Browns ultimately, they will kick the tires on him. They'll do their due diligence. They'll see where Hopkins is as far as his interest. I just don't know that it's going to happen. So in fairness to you, the fans, I don't want to hype it up. I don't want to get you hyped up for something that has a better chance of not happening than happening. So there was plenty of other news that came out of the 23rd annual Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing on Tuesday. I'm going to cover that next right here on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Remember, if you like the podcast, let us know with a review, subscribe, download whatever you get your podcast. If you'd like to communicate with us, it's easy. You can just hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Game Day CLE.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.